Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Blake Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
Is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
I talked with Carson last night, or text with
the
him.
The big man?
Yeah. And was not so much a big man anymore. He's pretty svelte.
He's fit.
And he guess what he was doing? Fitness.
Oh boy.
Yeah, he was doing. Yesterday was cardio day.
Oh, of course.
And he was doing cardio late. And you know why? He has to do it late because that's how busy he is establishing this new team of all ages, of putting a team together at Sandhills Global and Currency. Thank you.
Not just out of college.
Not out of college. Oh, yeah. Everyone's eligible.
Yep.
Everyone's eligible.
Wow.
That's the fun part about this life.
Currency.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time for a Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Let's do this.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
yes.
bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for bathroom, kitchen, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Diner Contracting.
Yeah, I think it came out yesterday at that. You know, he's the Titan of Trim also.
He's got two titles now.
Yeah, he's the king. We know that. But he's also the Titan of Trim. That's what he's doing at Duke's house yesterday.
He's like in his prime right now.
Yeah, this is, you do hit a certain time. It's like, hey, when are you in your prime? Me and Steve are way past that. Like that, Jake.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Jake's is in it.
Yeah, Jake's
is in it right now. He said earlier, he self-proclaimed, I'm on a heater.
I'm on a heater right now.
So, yeah.
You're on a life heater.
And Randy is in his prime.
Is he in his prime?
This is the number. This is it right
now.
How
old would you say Randy is?
Oh, man. I tell you what, I think he's in his probably mid-50s, but I'd say if you saw him, you'd guess him at maybe 38 or 40.
I was going to say mid-40s.
Mid-40s. Still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, his skin is good.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Tan, smiley.
Perfect smile. Always happy.
What's contact Randy. How can you contact him?
Well, you could call or text him, Bill, at 402-417-5204 or email him dinercontracting@gmail.com.
Thank you. It's good to be king, isn't it, Randy?
It is. It's good to be king.
Today is what? Wild Card Wednesday today, Bill?
Wild Card Wednesday.
What's the wild card here?
I redid the whole thing on my drive-in. I had another one done. On my drive-in, I changed everything.
You did?
Yeah, changed everything at that. So we're gonna go to football.
Okay.
Tis the season still has a reason. Okay. Tis the season still has a reason. And I just got to thinking about football. 12-team playoffs going to diminish the regular season. No, it hasn't. Not one bit. The regular season has not even remotely taken a hit. It is enhanced. Everyone was talking about this is just going to be a downfall. Everything's going to be a mess, you know. Not at all. Turn the TV on. We talked about how it is with the NIL and different things and how it hasn't, it still, no people problems. Are still watching. No problems. Football looks great. Just turn on and just look at the venues. Mm-hmm. Look at the venues. Look what it looked like at Virginia. Look what it looked like at Penn State. Look
at all Champaign.
Look what it looked like at Champaign. Look what it looked like at Georgia. You name it. Every place, it is. Oh. It's borderline.
Washington.
It's Joe erotic is what it is. I mean, it is incredible.
It's erotic?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, how about Ole Miss?
Ole Miss.
How about Washington? Full. Packed.
Packed. Can't get enough of it.
Beautiful.
And it's like, well, and they lose like that. Well, Penn State, they're toast. No, they're not. No, they're not. And it also didn't set you back one bit with like, I'm not even going to really, does this game even matter? No, because there's all these good games, which if we keep getting better games, which the SEC is committed to on getting the 9+1, a lot of the Big Ten's to it, but they don't have that yet. But we get these better games all the time. It's just going to keep filling up, and it just matters so much. You think about this one right now. Nebraska has a crystal clear path to the playoffs. Crystal clear. They'll be
lay it out for me.
They'll be favored in every game except one. Every game except one. And they just
Hold
have
on,
to
let me think about this.
They will be favored. They'll be favored over USC. They'll be,
okay,
they'll
that's
be
the one
that's
I wanted.
That's the question.
They'll be favored over USC at home.
They got to take care of business before.
You always have to take care of business, yeah. But they're favored, yes, in every game. They're correct. Not going to be like all of a sudden, right, they're favored by 11.5 yeah, this game.
Yeah, they are.
11.5.
So they're favored, yep, by every game, and all they have to do is one thing. They have to go to Penn State and win. That's not. You're not asking. You're, no, that's not an obscure thing.
I'm over that whole thing. Well, they can't beat Penn State. I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
At one point in time, it was 17-3 in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And so, but it's crystal clear. If they go to Penn, if they win out and beat Penn State, they're 11-1. They're probably going to be a 4 seed, 5 seed. That's what you'd beat at 11-1. That's what it come down to. That'd be nice. Now, could you knock Penn State out of the playoffs? Potentially. Mm-hmm. That could end it for Penn State. But you have a clear path right now. If you have the one loss right now to Michigan, it's like, okay, what's our clear path? Because there's a chance that Michigan ends this thing with one loss. You know, Ohio State will be tough, but they could end it with one loss.
They always beat Ohio State.
But there's also, yeah, it's been like 3,000 days since they'd last time Ohio State won. So there's all these things going on, but you just turn the TV on and it's epic.
I couldn't agree more. I watched it on Saturday.
Football's
for 11 hours.
At the greatest it's ever been as far as viewership. There's never anything even remotely close to this, and it's must-see TV, and it's like, well, the playoffs are at 12, so again, you're going to take that away. No, nope. Because I used to say all the time when I was coaching, like even at LSU, like, when do the playoffs start? They start the first game. You're in the playoffs. You're in a 12-game playoff right now. Because if you lose one, there's a chance you're out. There's a chance that you're out with one. Two, you are out. I mean, right now, so all these two lost teams, but everyone's in it. Think of who's in it right now. Michigan's in it. They're very much alive. Penn State's in it. We know right, that Oregon's in it. We know that Indiana's in it. I mean, there's Nebraska's clearly in it.
Yep.
Illinois is clearly in it. They have one loss. That's it. So there's all these teams that have a clear path.
You've convinced me on Illinois. You've convinced me.
Very hard. A hard path. It is.
Right, you got to beat Ohio State.
You got to beat Ohio State at home. Could it happen? Things have happened. Remember the time when about 4 years ago? Ohio State was like undefeated. They went to Purdue and got ran out of the stadium.
Rondale Moore.
Yeah. Got ran out of the stadium.
There's Jeff name. Brohm.
Yeah. Brohm.
Yeah.
Put 50-something on
him. It was a butt-kicking.
Yeah. So anyway, my point is like that everyone's alive. If I'm Nebraska fans, I'm giddy. We're going to be favored in every game but one. We've got to win at Penn State. And that game for Penn State will be a must-win because there's a pretty good chance that they have already lost.
For Penn State.
They've already lost to Ohio State.
Yep.
There's a chance when they go there, they'll have two losses.
You think Penn State could survive losses to Oregon and Ohio State and still make the playoffs?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That's it, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll still be in.
Okay.
They will have lost to number one and number two.
Yeah, well.
And one of them will be on the road.
I think.
And the other one was double overtime.
I think Ohio State's defense will engulf Penn State's very they're not explosive offense.
It would be a very, very hard win. Mm. But their path is so clear. Their path's even clearer. Because they can lose again. Nebraska's does like that. If they lose to Penn State, they're done. There's not enough meat in the bone. Where's your other wins at? And there's just not enough there. Because all the Northwestern can do is hurt you. It can't help you. Mm-hmm. All these games can only they can't help you. Mm-hmm. So it'll be an interesting
question. Bill, are you saying that right now is better times?
What's that?
Are you saying right now is better times in college football?
That's pretty. Really,
I'm trying to assess what you're saying to see if this is potentially better times right now.
I'm not dropping
current names. Times. Current times.
I'm going to go Barry Switzer. Yeah, yeah, and that, I'm going to go Mike Rozier.
I don't trust you.
I was trying to see a hearing problem right here.
But yes, I'm going to say this for this reason. There was a lot of times when we were at a younger age where there was no games on at night, period. None. Football ended at 5:30.
It's true.
5:30 was over, O-V-E-R. And games were on there. It was like, there'd be a couple. I remember being like Michigan, Notre Dame at night, and you're freaked out. There's one game on. That was it. You watched the one game. I mean, now I'm watching San Jose State and Stanford, and I'm enthralled.
Saturday was breathtaking.
30-29.
Saturday was freaky good this past Saturday.
I mean, would I love to have a time? Would I love to have one time where it's like, okay, there's a Saturday. I would take one Saturday. There's one Saturday. There's no TV. Just radio. It'd be awesome. Because me and Steve listen to games on the radio.
Yeah, we did.
We listen to Nebraska on the radio. Listen to Lyle Bremser on the radio.
The thing about, Jake, when it was just one or two games, you would watch it so intently because of the romanticism factor. You didn't know everybody. Yeah. You're like, oh, that's Tony.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible and try before you buy. Visit one of the retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Davis, okay, yeah. That's what he looks like.
When they came on TV, especially away,
you'd just be like, whoa.
How about when they're in their white jerseys?
Yeah.
Oh man, they're on TV playing at UCLA in 1980 or something. You're like going, oh wow, look at this.
Oh, it was freaky because you didn't see it all the time.
Yeah, no.
So the
idea.
Romanticism factor was through the roof. Like, yeah. So I don't know. This is good times, I will say.
This is very good times.
And it's good football being played, really good football.
But I can't imagine that, like I said, so obviously like that, the things that go on, I'm not saying it's going on, it probably is because now the staffs are so much larger. So it's pretty simple. So at Ohio State and Michigan, I know there's probably other places like that, they have analysts slash not full-time coaches. They're in the moment. There are people that work year-round on the opponent. So there's people at Michigan that work year-round on Ohio State. There's someone doing an in-depth on their left tackle from 2 games ago.
Wow.
It's that deep.
Wow.
So right now, if you're at Nebraska like that, you have enough analysts. It's like, okay, let's what do we know? When we get to Penn State, do we know everything possible?
They will.
Everything possible about them. Because if we go there and we win that, we're going to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go as a 4 seed. And it's going to be incredible. And it's going to be a game. And you watch that game, there's not one party that says, there's no way you can beat Drew Aller. You can't beat him.
How do you beat
Drew Aller? That's impossible.
No, it's not the case. They're not explosive. I don't know what the deal. Well, Oregon made him look that way.
And Oregon's really good. But my point is like that. It's better times because we've not lost any magic on Saturdays.
I saw a lot of magic.
Because there's not. I mean, that's why if you talk to 90% of the people, what do you love about the NCAA basketball? The tournament. Can't wait. Those first 4 days are incredible. Are they really worried about what happens on, a Saturday
in January?
They're not really.
It
might be like going, that's a cool game.
No,
that's
not
it. Really. I'll see you in March.
That's all you care about because there's 68 teams getting in. Mm-hmm. There's 68 teams getting in. If this thing was crazy and went to 24 teams, you would lose something. 16, maybe not as much, but 12. I like the 12.
Spot, yeah.
I think 12's sweet. I have no problem with the 12. It stays right there.
I like it. Not an issue.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it. But you're alive. Like right now, what is there? Who's alive? 60 teams?
A lot of
60 teams are alive right now. It's like, hey, that loss right there means nothing to you. How about Alabama? Who'd you lose to? An ACC team. What's it matter to you? Nothing. Nothing.
We can still win the SEC. Something, but not.
Something. Well,
it's a loss. You took a
beating by your fans. But what maybe,
yeah,
guess
what?
You know what it maybe was? Maybe it was better. Mm-hmm. Florida State, like I said, they read about how great they were, played three cupcakes in a row, and all of a sudden got into a real game and caved.
Ugh.
And that team, just so you know, Florida State's better than Virginia. They have a better team.
Yep.
They have a better team. And they lost.
Sucks.
And so now they're on it now. Because they lost an ACC game. So that's a big deal.
They got a big one this weekend.
Does anybody think the ACC is going to get 3 teams in?
No.
So you better be in the championship game, right? You better be in that championship game. Like last year, Clemson won their way in.
They did.
They won their way in.
There's still a path for FSU. There's definitely a path.
Oh, absolutely.
Got to beat Miami, though.
Huge path. They lose this one. They get 2 losses in the ACC.
They're in trouble.
Florida State. Can you imagine the narrative again? Oh, Marty's got to come on live. That doesn't go well.
The Marty party won't be an anti-party.
He's pretty silent right now, Marty.
Oh, man.
That was a tough loss.
Football's at its finest. We've lost nothing.
It was incredible on Saturday.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
Tis the season. Still has a reason. Is there anything from the text line, Jake? And then we're out of time.
We are out of time.
I guess we're not doing text anymore. Sorry, guys.
We went a little long. We have plenty of text. Time.
Bill, it's 8:03.
There's rules here. I'm trying to apply by things.
Okay.
Thank you. That's Bill Sproul, sponsored by Diner Contracting. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe.
Current shortstops.
The record is 0-2. We are doing baseball today, but you guys like this because this goes back in time a little bit. Cy Young winners all time.
Okay.
I will give you a hint. There's nobody really recent on this list
today.
We
have a chance.
Nobody in the 2000s.
What are you giving us? What's the hint? What's the layup?
I will give you the year and the team.
Okay.
That this person pitched for. You give me the pitcher.
Me and you will be good
up to
like 82.
80, I could go to 83.
Yeah, okay. If you think you know your Cy Young winners all time, 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip and Bill in trivia. Today's topic, Cy Young winners all time. The hint is there's nothing really recent here. We're going back in time.
Shot.
The Cy Young winners. You guys feel okay about this?
Intrigued.
Intrigued.
Okay. Zane, how do you feel about Cy Young winners all time?
Actually, feel pretty strong.
Okay, Zane.
This has got to be your first. We've never had a Zane on before. Are you a first-time caller, Zane?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Awesome.
Zane,
right.
What's your
Zane.
Age?
Zane.
Zane, your age.
Oh, 20.
20. Oh, Zane's young.
We have young listeners.
Young breaker.
Yeah, this is Zane.
Young breaker.
Do you ever help build a breaker? Do you help reach out to a friend and tell them about the show?
Yeah, I got my friend Austin.
All right, nice. Zane. Thank keep you, building Zane. Breakers here. Yeah,
thank you, Zane.
First question goes to you, Zane. Bill, lifeline for one question as always. Zane, what Dodgers pitcher won the NL Cy Young Award in 1981?
Got it. Yeah, boom.
The Cy Young Award in 81?
Yes.
Otani?
Shohei Otani is the guess. I don't think he's alive then. But
we got this one.
I think we got it.
Yeah.
Don't we? I think it's an ABBA song, right? Do you hear the guns, Fernando?
Yes, yes.
Fernando Valenzuela.
Yes.
Brilliant. What a gem. Correct. How about better time?
How about the upward eye roll?
Oh.
Remember that? Oh, is he
I got the chills right now.
The popularity.
I just got the chills.
Was insane.
Tommy Lasorda. Oh, Chavez Ravine was alive. It's alive again.
1-0 lead for Sip. First question.
Yes,
what
Jake.
Brewers relief pitcher won the AL Cy Young Award in 1981? So,
okay.
NL was Fernando Valenzuela.
I can see him.
Relief
then
pitcher.
He went to the Padres.
This is for Sip. This is for Sip, Zane.
I need you. Wait a second. Wait, say it again.
Brewers relief pitcher, AL Cy Young Award winner in 1981.
I have a guess.
Because I have a guess, too, but I don't think he did it. Go ahead, take it.
Raleigh Fingers.
Yes. Brilliant.
Nice.
Raleigh Fingers is correct. 2-0 lead
for Sip. He came from the A's or went from the A's?
Came
from the A's.
Okay. Yes.
2-0.
70s A's.
Nice. Zane, you need this to stay alive. Your last question. What Royals pitcher won the AL Cy Young Award in 1989?
Royals in 89?
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Oh. I think
hold
I,
on.
To stay alive.
Hold on.
I have a guess.
Brett? Is Brett? I can't remember his last name. It starts with an S.
Well, don't.
Brett S?
Yeah, you can't give you Brett S.
We can't give you Brett S.
Five.
Four. Dig deep, Zane.
No.
That's Sabata.
Yeah. You already guessed. It's the buzz.
It's not CC Sabathia.
He's going to be mad when you say Saberhagen.
Brett Saberhagen is correct.
He had Brett S.
Gosh, we got them all.
I tell you what, though, for being 20 years old,
yeah.
And he knew Raleigh Fingers, too.
Hey, we
that
got
was pretty
all.
Good by you.
Jake, Zane, nice try.
Zane, thank you.
Fall down the road. And keep building a breaker. Thank you, Zane.
Thank you, Zane.
We got them all.
If you guys don't get the last one, I'll be very disappointed.
Okay.
Because he went 3-for-3.
Let's race. We're racing.
This will be a quick answer. What Mets pitcher?
Tom Seaver.
Won the NL Cy Young Award 1985.
Oh. 85.
85.
Wait a second.
Very, very well-known pitcher.
Well, it's got to be Gooden, right?
Okay. Good job.
Quite goodness, correct.
Oh, I jumped the gun and missed. Good job. I wouldn't have gotten that.
Last question. Tiebreaker for Bill.
Hey, you got Gooden.
He got Gooden.
Bill, some pretty credit easy. Here.
Bill, how many seasons did Brett Saberhagen pitch in the MLB for?
That's easy. 16.
Brilliant.
On the dot. 8 with KC and 16 over.
Layup. Somehow he got yeah, don't give me the layups, guys.
Wheelhouse. Jake, did you see Jake, the wheelhouse?
Look at the Cy Young winners of the past.
We're just whipping out raw fingers.
Look at these baseball gurus.
Saberhagen.
Incredible.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Fernando. How about
Quisenberry?
Fernando? How about Fernando?
The upward eye roll was the best.
Jake, it was amazing.
Jake, his popularity was insane.
It was. It was a great time in Major League Baseball.
Great time for the game show today. Nice win. Before we get to hour three and Sean Callan, it is time for the $1,000 cash contest giveaway. Cash Blitz.
This is my favorite thing.
Text. Get this number
up. No idea where the money's coming from.
We have no idea, but it exists.
No idea
where people are getting paid.
Yeah.
The number is 508-777.
It's a pyramid scheme.
Let me get the number up. 508-777-1000. Again, 508-777-1000. Today's keyword is key. K-E-Y.
Key.
You text K-E-Y to the number 508-777-1000 or go to theticketfm.com. Click on the cash blitz. You have a chance to win $1,000 given away tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you.
Keyword key. Sean Callahan is next in hour three at early break in the ticket.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.